Yo, what is a cipher?
A lot of people need that support, need that hope.
Everybody in Houston is helping each other. Neighbors are helping each other.
I mean, in no uncertain terms, I mean, it's hell.
The knowledge of the cipher is to remind you. Where do you think the cipher comes from? The gods. Because you try to jump the cipher and it goes this way.
Welcome to The Cipher, a weekly podcast bringing you talks with the most interesting figures in hip-hop and culture. I'm not your host, Sean Sotero. Instead, I'm the producer, Josh Cross, bringing you a special episode of The Cipher. And if you noticed our music sounds a little, screwy, you're about to find out why. This is episode 213, but we were supposed to be off this week, getting ready for next week's episode with Houston's own Trey the Truth. Now, unless you live under a rock, you know the disaster that's gone on in Houston since Friday, August 25th. And like everyone else, we were devastated by the news of Hurricane Harvey and its effects on the city. If you're a regular listener, you've noticed we have many episodes discussing Houston music and culture with the city's artists, business people, and authors. We're big fans of the scene, and we thought that not saying something about the hurricane with Trey's show coming up felt wrong, especially since Trey has been extremely active in rescue and recovery efforts. In that light, we reached out to our main Trey contact, Michelle McDevitt at Audible Treats, late on Wednesday the 30th with hopes of getting just a few minutes with him on the phone to update us on what he'd been seeing and how he'd been helping out, figuring we'd tack it on to his show. Michelle's a friend of the show and has actually been our point person for several past guests as well, including Houston's Paul Wall and Slim Thug. Within about 2 hours, Michelle instead proceeded to put me in touch with just about every big name in Houston possible. Anything for Houston, she said. We wound up talking via phone to not only Trey, who you'll hear more from in our episode next week, but also Killa Kyleon and the Houston legend himself, Zero. All three have been very involved in recovery efforts, whether it's on boats, pushing recovery funding, or putting out tributes. And all three have seen firsthand the devastation the storm has caused, and they tell us all about it here. And oh yeah, these are phone interviews, not done in a studio, but we figured you'd understand. Oh, and about that music. You can't have a Houston tribute show without something with a little of the chopped and screwed style. Huge shout out to friend of the show, Dedrick, for whipping that up on short notice for us. He's got Houston roots and you can hear it. Check the credits in the show notes for more on how to check him out. Lastly, this is the part where we'd normally plug how you can help the show. Instead, make sure you listen to the episode and each of the guests will tell you how you can pitch in and help Houston. For this week, that's all we ask. For links and more information on anyone or anything we mention, you can get all of it at thecyphershow.com. And now, here's a tribute to the city that's still fat because the food's so good, Houston. First up, we have Trey the Truth. Trey started out as part of DJ Screw's Screwed Up Click, something you can hear more about in his upcoming interview with us on episode 214, but he truly found his voice in a series of excellent solo albums beginning with 2003's Losing Composure. In addition, Trey has been a committed community activist who was honored by Houston with his own day for his efforts, Trey Day. Trey Day has been a city tradition for a decade now. Of course, Trey the Truth has been heavily involved in Harvey rescue efforts on the ground and, as you'll hear, on the water. He's rescued dozens of people, including NBA star Jonathan Simmons.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I've seen you on the news a bunch because of stuff you've been doing with your rescue efforts.
Hundreds and hundreds of rescues. Now, someone very famous you may know, Trey the Truth, Houston rapper, known all over. He is here, and he is making sure that he can help out. And so what's it been like for you these past 24 hours?
Amazing. When I say amazing, I mean, like, just unbelievable. Who'd have ever thought you'd see? It look like we're on a river right now, man. Like, it's just, words can't even really explain it. I had to evacuate yesterday. I had to get rescued, so.
Can you talk a little bit about what you've been up to and how that started?
At the end of the day, you just got to step up. I mean, you know, a lot of people need that support, need that hope.
And so you've actually been on boats rescuing people. What inspired you to start doing that, right?
I always do that. I mean, that's what I do year-round. The thing is, people just don't see it to this magnitude because a lot of people are just showing it.
Okay. One thing that I've been surprised at is I would have thought as someone from the outside, authorities wouldn't want people who aren't officials going around rescuing people, but they're actually encouraging it, right?
Yeah, with me, it's different. You know, people, it's a lot that come with me, man, and a lot of people have love for me. And, you know, like, my presence, they just know I'm for the people. They know I'm I am that. So I even help out with a lot of stuff that they do. So with me, it's more of, it makes it a little easier for them when I come out. It works, you know.
And so what are some of the things you've seen while you've been, writing?
I've seen everything, man. I've been on boats rescuing people. Today we went trucks rescuing people. We've gone door to door bringing food and water. We've emptied out 18-wheeler supplies, loaded them back up. I've been at the Georgia farm, I've moved around with the fire department. I've done it all. I've seen everything. Snakes, alligators. I've even seen my whole neighborhood go underwater.
Wow. Where you actually live, your house is underwater?
We have to evacuate.
Have you been back since?
No, you can't. Water everywhere.
Mm. So what, people see stuff on the news, they sometimes even see you on the news. What are people who are not there, what are we missing? What are we not understanding about what's going on right there?
This is very serious in the state. People having to start back over from scratch, from zero, from nothing.
What are your plans right now? Are you going to help on day-to-day rescue efforts for the foreseeable future? What are your plans?
Yeah, I help with everything. I just started a GoFundMe to raise $250,000 to immediately just start helping people who need help right now, where they don't have to fill out applications and wait. They just need help. They need assistance. That's what I'm doing right now.
Where can we find that GoFundMe?
The link is in my bio on Instagram at TRAEABN. The link is there.
Trey's fundraiser can be found at GoFundMe.com/TreyTheTruth. We are one Hurricane Harvey. We'll also link to it in the show notes at TheCipherShow.com. As of the recording of this episode, he was almost halfway to his $250,000 goal, and he had raised that from over 1,400 people in just 2 days.
A lot of people have been posting it. I mean, a lot of people have been doing different stuff to help it.
What have you seen from the people in the city, both kind of good and bad? We've talked to other people who have mentioned that they've seen kind of a new, unfortunate because of the circumstances, but like a new unity amongst people in the city.
Definitely, it's a unity, not just people in the city, everywhere. I mean, people came all over the world, all over the country to stand and help and support. So it definitely shows the people in the world that we can accomplish things, together.
And how are your immediate family and close friends doing?
All of us had to evacuate.
You mentioned you saw alligators and snakes. I think that's something that people don't realize.
Yeah,
stuff from the drainage system is coming out from those rivers.
From the rivers and the bayous.
What are some of the things you've seen just going around like that?
Yeah, I've seen both. Today when we were going through the apartment covered underwater, as soon as you step in the water, you see all kinds of minnows and tadpoles and stuff you wouldn't see in rainwater on a regular. You would think they belong there.
What can people who are not there do to help? What does the city need? Obviously, there's the GoFundMe. People can donate to that. Is there anything else? Are there supplies that are needed? Or
locations together for people to mail and ship stuff. But, that stuff comes so fast and so briefly. That's the place to fill up first. So trying to find locations that remain open for us to fill it up as much as we can. GoFundMe definitely is going to be moving firsthand. Right out the gate.
Okay. And what else do you want people to know about Harvey, about Houston, about what's going on?
I mean, together we stand. Together we can become stronger and rebuild. And it's not just Houston. Texas is devastated by it. I've seen a lot of people show heart and courage, and I've seen a lot of people show the fact they care. I mean,
Well, Trey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And hope to see you under better circumstances the next time you're in New York.
All right, absolutely.
Take care.
All right.
Next up is Killer Kylione, who came to rap fans' attention initially for his work as part of Slim Thug's crew, the Boss Hog Outlaws. But even beyond his superb collabs with Slim, Killer has developed into a powerful rapper who is not afraid to take on political issues. His latest album, Lorraine Motel, in his words, quote, deals with the treatment people of color have been receiving from law enforcement and how we are programmed and influenced by social media, television, and the culture of hip-hop to treat each other as well. He was actually out of town when the storm hit and was only supposed to pass through Houston on his way to New York, but Harvey had other plans.
first aid kit is $10 for a first aid kit. That shit is crazy. They're charging for a first aid kit.
How are your people doing?
Everybody's pretty good. My family wasn't initially, everything around where my mother lived like damn near on an island the way it looked for over like 40, for over 40 years, and it's never flooded. The recovery process, man, is the beautiful thing about Houston, man, we're not waiting on FEMA, Red Cross, or any of that, man. You see, the Red Cross guy just came out and said he's trying to figure out what portions of the donations are going to go towards the hurricane.
Right.
Now, how much of every dollar that the Red Cross raises, how much of that is going directly to relief? Can you answer that question?
On the average, 91 cents of every dollar that we spend is
that
invested.
So I'm asking a different question. How much of every dollar that you receive through donations, how much of every dollar donated goes to relief?
Yeah, I don't think I know the answer to that any better than the chief fundraiser knows how many emergency response vehicles I have on the road today. So I think if
it's crazy, and the president said he's gonna give us $1 million. Come on, man.
Last Thursday, on August 31st, 2017, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that President Trump would be donating $1 million of his own money to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts.
And I had a chance to speak directly with the president earlier, and I'm happy to tell you that he is would like to join in the efforts that a lot of the people that we've seen across this country do, and he's pledging $1 million of personal money to the fund.
However, Sanders walked back those comments the following day, saying she didn't know whether the money would be coming from Trump himself or his foundation.
Do you know if that's going to be coming from his own money or from the Trump Foundation?
He has not finalized where all of that will go, and I was actually going
to... Trump hasn't donated any money to his foundation since 2008. That's way back when George W. Bush was president. Trump also made a similar pledge after Hurricane Sandy in 2012 that is yet to be fulfilled.
We're just insulting about how everything is going on, but man, it's a lot of people still getting rescued right now. A lot of people still getting rescued. Not only that, the dams are still releasing water. The dams are still releasing water, man.
Crazy. So what area of the city did you see when you were kind of out and about?
I'm pretty much, just to be noted, I went to all the areas that I could get to that was affected hard.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when stuff started happening last weekend?
I was actually in L.A. when stuff started getting bad. So I was just checking in. We didn't actually think that. We actually didn't know that it was going to hit us like that. And the cold part about it is they told everyone not to evacuate.
Here's Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner defending that decision.
County Judge Ed Emmett and I have talked, and we both wholeheartedly agreed that the best course of action for the people in the city of Houston and for Harris County were for people to stay in place. Number one, if you can recall, there was a lot of conversation about the direction in which Hurricane Harvey was going to go. No one knew which direction it was going to go. So it's kind of difficult to send people away from danger when you don't know where the danger is. Number two, to try to put forth some sort of evacuation in a couple of days the logistics would have been crazy. The decision that we made was a smart one. It was in the best interest of Houstonians. It was the right decision in terms of their safety. And always we must put the interests of the city of Houston and Houstonians first. That's exactly what we did. Absolutely no regrets. We did what was the
right.
Yeah, and said they didn't want to cause a bunch of confusion on the highways like when Allison hit.
During Hurricane Rita in 2005, over 100 evacuees died while trying to get out of the city during the most intense gridlock in Houston's history. Included in the death toll were 24 senior citizens who died when oxygen canisters exploded and their bus caught on fire. In 2001, Tropical Storm Allison devastated the city, flooding over 70,000 houses and 95,000 cars. Around 22 people died and 30,000 were left homeless.
They didn't want anyone trying to drive, which didn't make a lick of sense because people had almost a week to prepare. Mm. And what makes it even so bad, like a lot of neighborhoods are filing a lawsuit against the city.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. What, I'm in New York. What don't we see? What do the people not in Houston and who don't live there, who don't have family there, what are we not finding out about what's going on?
Pretty much, man, like a few of the places where the dams were released at are low-income neighborhoods. And if the dams would have stayed in place, a lot of the high-income neighborhoods would have been more damaged than the low-income. Also, a lot of places that never flooded have flooded. People have lost everything. So can't really pretty much call out the race thing that's going on, because the thing about Houston, everybody in Houston is helping each other. Neighbors are helping each other. Neighboring states are helping each other, cities. And, man, in the looting, you know, out here, man, it's almost like the Wild Wild West. You know, people are getting robbed. People are robbing the people that's helping. A lot of the stores in the low-income areas have been burglarized. It's almost, man, it's worse than Katrina. I would say it's worse than Katrina.
I mean, Houston is just so big, not just in terms of people, but geographically. Like, it's one of the biggest cities in the country.
Big city and the country state. Say we the fattest because the food here tastes great.
Houston has an area of 627 square miles, making it the largest city in the southern U.S. by area and the ninth largest in the entire country. The four largest, incidentally, are all in Alaska.
Definitely. And for the amount of water that hit the city, over 10 trillion gallons of water.
The estimate of the total rainfall from Harvey across the southern U.S. ranges as high as 33 trillion gallons.
They said, man, it flooded so it was enough water so we could spread that water out through the United States, and a flood the city, flood every city in the United States by inch. That's just how much water was dumped in one area. Wow. Then turn right back around in Beaumont. But a lot of the people here, Artists and I, we actually have a drive going on right now, me and Slim Thug.
Okay, what can you tell us about that?
I mean, pretty much the organization does a lot of humanitarian work out here prior to the storm. Boss Life Foundation.
The Boss Life Foundation was founded in 2016 by our episode 168 guest, Slim Thug, who's of course a Houston native. The stated goal of the organization at the time was to provide scholarships for young people in the community, as well as guide them through life's adversities using mentors. You can see more about the effort on Slim's Instagram at HogLife101, that's Hog with two G's, as well as the Boss Life Instagram at Boss Life Worldwide. In Slim's Instagram, you'll find links to some of his Harvey relief efforts, including a Hurricane Harvey Relief Center. You'll also find examples of how he was helping coordinate rescue efforts, such as people who needed boats.
And pretty much, it's just gathering up perishables, gearing up clothes, different hygienical products, shoes. Because you got to think, man, in that area, Greens Point, every time it's a heavy rain over there, it gets hit hard. And a lot of the problem is drainage over there hasn't been properly worked on to where they can get the proper drainage. And but then again, like I say, the gentrification part of it, low-income areas, they don't give a shit about the people in those areas.
Greens Point of view, let's get it.
The Greater Greens Point District is an edge city in Harris County, Texas. It falls partially inside Houston, while the rest remains in unincorporated areas. It was originally developed in the early 90s by Friendswood Development Company, a major developer in the Houston area, which at the time was owned by Exxon. No joke. Eventually, Goldman Sachs purchased what was called a, quote, tough zone of low-end apartments in Greens Point and converted it into Cityview, a multifamily, quote, village. Goldman Sachs planned for Cityview to appeal to young professionals and draw higher-end rent as a result. After Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans in 2005, groups of evacuees settled into apartment complexes in West Greens Road, near Interstate 45. Due to its long history of crime, the area has been referred to by Houstonians as Guns Point. And although in the last 10, 15 years it has greatly improved, a quick internet search will show you the reputation still persists. Now, to Killers Point, in the zip code that encompasses Greens Point, which has flooded at least five times between 2001 and 2017, FEMA has spent $12 million in repetitive loss claims on just 71 properties. This means that these are properties that have been destroyed more than once in that time, and the government is covering costs of replacing them, effectively paying people to stay in flood zones rather than fixing the situation or helping people to relocate. We'll have a link to the ProPublica study with this information in the show notes.
All right. So where can we find out more information about the drive, about the Boss Life drive?
You can pretty much go on Slim's page. It's a lot of organizations out here. But the Truth is actually doing a whole lot. He's always doing a lot out here. DJ Mr. Rogers is pretty much going on Slim's page, Hog Life 101, and seeing it, my real good close friend and brother Steven Jackson. Port Arthur was hit real hard, damaged real, real bad. He's having a donation sitting.
Killa here means retired NBA player Steven Jackson, a Port Arthur native. We'll link his Instagram, which has most of his fundraising and recovery efforts, both personal and through his Jack One Foundation, in the show notes.
He has his own gym, actually, out there named at his high school after, where he's actually doing donations as well for everybody. And, man, you got a bunch of chefs, my partner Sneaky, giving away free food. He's cooking free meals for everybody that was affected.
For more about Sneaky Eats Harvey relief efforts, check out Instagram.com/Sneaky Eats.
Pretty much, man, the South is standing up for the South. Texas is standing up for Texas.
And I guess just real quick, any final message you want people to know about what you saw there, what's going on in Houston?
Man, the only thing I can say, man, on a good note, the damage, super bad. But at the end of the day, the beauty of it all, we're coming together as a city. You know, and it's just like I said, we're not waiting on them when we got us. We're not waiting on them when we got us. You can't spare Houston without the us.
All right, Killa, thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Finally, we've got Zero. The New York Times once called Zero one of America's most underrated rappers, which is true, unless you're from Houston. In his city, Zero is a legend. He's released a staggering amount of music since first hooking up with DJ Screw in the late 1990s, including 21 solo albums, a number of collaborative and group projects, and at least 15 mixtapes. The Houston Chronicle recently and correctly referred to him as, quote, a prolific documentarian of hard times in Houston. Zero came out of retirement to record the song Houston Together to benefit the mayor's Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund.
How has the past week been for you?
Well, I mean, in no uncertain terms, I mean, it's hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best way to describe that. I mean, it's just an unfortunate hell.
Sure. Where were you, you know, about a week ago when all this kind of started?
When the news came on and said, you know, to look out for it, I was actually on my way home, and by the time I got home and went in and took a shower, by the time I came back out, I had called Eddie. I called my manager, and I let him know that, hey, man, the water is up to my garage, like it's covering my tires completely. So, as soon as it hit, I was trapped in my house, and I was lucky to have my electricity didn't go out, and I was fortunate enough to, you know, I had my studio on my second floor, on my second level. So I myself, that was important to me, was actually, you know, the bedroom. You know, I left the, you know, that's, you know, I'm not worried about that, but it was the studio. So, I mean, actually, I was trapped at the house with nothing but, you know, looking outside the window. So, I mean, I was at home, and when I say the water was drizzling at about 10:40, when I say 12 o'clock, it was impassable. I don't mean that as a euphemism. I mean, it was really, you could drive a boat through here.
How long were you trapped in that house?
Well, to be honest, I was trapped in the house. It wasn't long at all, because, I mean, I don't want to sound, you know, booze or anything, but, I mean, I guess I was blessed enough to get to a neighborhood where, you know, we're kind of set up off the ground with our houses. And we got a lot of creeks around here. And when they announced on the news that, I mean, the good part was, you know, we have the Attic Reservoir here. We had a Barker Reservoir here. And as soon as they released these reservoirs, all our drainage went into effect like double time.
The Attucks and Barker reservoirs, which both drain into the Buffalo Bayou, both quickly filled during Harvey. Attucks at one point had water 109 feet above sea level. Both reservoirs were opened, first a little and then more fully. On Friday, September 1st, the day this interview was recorded, Mayor Turner asked residents who live close to Attucks to voluntarily evacuate. We'll have more information about both reservoirs in the show notes for this episode.
I'm in a... We were literally, I mean, I was telling Heavy around 11 or like shortly before 12, I think it was. I'm like, man, I can't go nowhere.
and they came on the news like, hey, man, at 12:30, we're going to release the reservoir. And when they released their first reservoir, all of our water here in this very nice neighborhood I live in, it dissipated. But the thing about it was it didn't dissipate. It went elsewhere. So when it's going into the drainage system, you're thinking like, oh, you're safe. No, it's going to the neighborhood over, the next neighborhood over. So, I mean, I'll probably say about 2.5 hours, I was trapped with my water lift. People were trapped in their house for like, at that other neighborhoods for about, for days with the water that came from here. So, I mean, it still was bad.
Yeah, I guess I was wondering about that. I'd heard people talk about kind of differences in relief and recovery efforts from neighborhood to neighborhood, depending on, you know, class and that kind of stuff. You noticed some of that?
Yeah. I mean, I actually, to tell the truth, I actually didn't get a chance to actually hear that. But I mean, but I experienced it when they let ours go. I was like, oh, okay, cool. At least I can ride around Katy. But to tell the truth, when I pulled out of my driveway and I went a mile up the road to some smaller houses, they all the way underwater. They don't sit up in high mountain houses, dude. And, like, people were already out their second-story windows waving towels and shirts. And I'm like, and I'm driving by, and I'm close enough to where I can let my window down and have a conversation with them on the main road. But on the residential road, it's like, man, there's nothing going on. It's over. So, I mean, yeah, this tale of class thing. In first person, like it wasn't nothing I had to be told. I saw it.
Right. And how are your friends, family doing?
Well, I got some friends who lost family, my family, for the most part. I mean, I have an aunt that works for the light company, and her life was turned off. I found that to be real, not hilarious, but like cut your life on another life off. But I mean, my friends, I got a lot of friends that still back in Mo City, and, you know, they were like, man, can we come out there? And I'm like, of course, but how you going to get out here? This is really on some, we're going to walk through the water till we get to the main highway, and then we're gonna catch a ride that way. Like, it was bad.
What aren't we hearing about what's going on in Houston?
Really, for the most part, if you ask me, I mean, you're hearing what's going on. But I don't think you're really getting the full effect by watching over the TV, which is a blessing in itself. But I mean, people are losing everything. And I mean, you can read it on the news, you know, you can read it in the paper or read it on social media. You can see it on television or the news or something like that, but you're not really getting it. I mean, it's still intangible when you're hearing it or when you're looking at it from second, third person. What you're not hearing is the screams. You're not hearing the cries. You're not hearing the prayers. I mean, people are actually thinking God is forsaking them right now. You know, because, I mean, people are going to sleep with their whole life and then waking up and, like, it's their life is gone. It literally floated down the street. And, I mean, a lot of people look at it and be like, oh, man, you know, it's a flood. The water's going to go down and you're going to be all right. No, it's not that simple. You know, most people, you know what I'm saying, who are as fortunate as some others, you know, you got wood furniture. Of course you're gonna dry rot. You know, your electronics. You know, people got clothes and stuff on the floor. And what you're not hearing is the alligators and the snakes that's coming out of the toilet. Like, you going in there to go handle your business, and then you can't even handle your business in your own bathroom because that's like a jungle. Like, I mean, it's more than just water. I mean, it's man, that's all I can say, man. It's more than just the flood. It's the stuff, the aftermath that the flood brings. I mean, I've heard firsthand. But I'm riding by the creek right now on my way to Walmart. I mean, our level is at 107. We topped off at 106 where I am. So that means you see, I got 3 feet. So, I mean, I'm cool, but I'm in a vehicle that my engine sits high off the ground, thank God. But, I mean, these people right now with their hazard lights on the side of me, that ain't as high as I am, sitting up as high as I am, and they stuck. I mean, it's not over yet. Because it's over, it's not over.
Hell yeah, it's getting harder, but it's gonna ease up. We need all the help we can get, most of all, we need us.
Lord.
And so tell me about Houston Together, the song you put out.
I seen a black man rescuing a white man. Can't nobody tell me my city won't be all right, man. Flood water to the ceiling, we ain't got no lights, man. It ain't safe to brush your teeth, you just might lose your life, man.
Tell me about writing that, putting it out, and what's happening with it.
Well, you know, usually, man, whenever we're faced with any type of adversity, or any type of, you know, anything here. I mean, you know, me, guys like myself, Central, Paul Wild, you know, Lil Kiki, Kirko Bangs, we jump into action in our own ways. And a lot of times, you know, I'm not gonna lie, all the time, it's always hands on, you know. You don't never ever think about doing music in a, you know, in a time of need like this. We're needed, our strength is needed, you know, we're still younger and, you know, we can get out here and do things, you know, physically to help. And then just thinking about this time, you know, I'm sitting there waiting for the water to go down. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to go out and take my time and do something. You know, the guy, you know, Charles Adams, you know, I'm co-hosted to his radio show every Saturday, Angry Justice on KPC, 950 AM. He called, he was like, hey, man, I know you're retired now.
Zero announced in May of 2017 that his latest album, No Love Boulevard, would be his last.
No, but I think he needs to come out of retirement and do something, you know, for this Harvey thing. And I'm like, what you mean? Like, I don't think we need a song right now. I think we need help. And he was like, well, man, you know, well, just because you're not rapping no more, don't mean you don't have to, you know, not. I mean, don't come back into the game and drop an album. You know, do something for people on the outside of the city that can help, you know, financially. So then I was like, oh, okay, we get it. Because, I mean, you and I could go in my pocket, you know, by the names I just named, the rappers in town. We go in our pocket, we give money, and then we give our strength, we give our able bodies to try to handle the business. And, so I reached out to Synesthetic Nation. You know, they always send me, you know, even though I announced my retirement, they still send me instrumentals. And, you know, I still buy from time to time, you know, from time to time. You know, I'm not going to lie, I still record. And I heard a beat with a lot of guitar in it. And I was like, he kind of spoke to me. So I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I took the voicemail that Charles Adams left me on my phone, and I put it at the front of this instrumental.
Hey, Ro, this is Big Angry. I know we've been talking about the horror of Harvey, but all the unity it's created has been amazing. Democrat Mayor Turner, Republican County Judge Emmett, the black, white, Latino, and Asian first responders risking their lives to save people of all colors and creeds, all races, all religions, all Texans.
Charles Big Angry Adams is a former cop turned lawyer who hosts a conservative talk show on the radio in Houston called Angry Justice, where Zero has been a co-host since at least March of 2017.
And then I let my thoughts take over, and I got the song mixed and mastered, like I did the song in like an hour, and I sent it to James, who, you know, shout out to James, who was being an awesome engineer for my last three albums. He, like, as soon as he got the song, he had it mixed and mastered within the next hour. But within 2 hours after the flood water was going down in my house, I had this song mixed and mastered already. And then I had the thought, when I was on TV, I saw Sylvester Turner, our mayor here. You know, he was, you know what I'm saying, something about, you know, the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund.
More information about the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, established by Mayor Turner and administered by the Greater Houston Community Foundation, can be found at ghcf.org/hurricane-relief.
Like, if anybody want to make donations and whatnot. So, and I know one thing, I know the mayor, I know him personally, I know he's not going to take my money. Like, a lot of people saying stuff about, you know, FEMA this and they not, and Red Cross that and they not. I know Mr. Turner personally, and I know he loves about his business. So I just had the people at Empire set up this song, Houston Together, for all the proceeds to go to what this, you know, Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. And I mean, so now we're just using our brawn to, you know, to fix stuff and move stuff and donate and take donations to help. And using this song as a financial ladder for those of us, I mean, you know, it's just 99 cents or 129, something like that. And everybody, you know, money that's paying for this song is going to go straight to the mayor's fund. So along with our donations personally, and I mean, it's helping a lot because we're able to, you know, do diapers, we're able to do perishables, we're able to do, you know, new baby clothes, you know, we're able to do, you know, water and, you know, basically whatever one may need, we're able to do that and not going broke because the support is so strong right now, it's so heavy that, you know, after we reach a goal, which is, we don't have no goal, we just helping people. If we had a goal, we would have had it every time. Like, we're doing, JJ White is doing, he's doing, Kevin Hart is doing, he's doing.
Drama, drop the beat twice. Matter of fact, tell everybody I hate mice.
Ow. Houston Texans defensive end JJ Watt has so far raised over $13 million for Harvey relief. Kevin Hart donated $50,000, challenged his celebrity friends to match him, and ended up raising almost $900,000 in total, a total that included donations from T.I., Wendy Williams, and Diddy.
You know, everybody is helping to bring us out of the water, so to speak. So, I mean, that song was just my rendition. It was my way of, you know, well, here goes along with my financial donations. It goes the way I can get my people to donate something. And I'm not asking people for, you know, $500, $600, $1,000. I mean, like I said, the song is no more than $1.30. And it's not going to me. It's going to, you know, the relief fund. That's what we need right now. We didn't really need a song. I'm not going to lie. I didn't have my mind on the song. But when Mr. Adams told me, you know, Big Anger told me, hey, man, come out of retirement, I just had the thought, like, well, yeah. I do this, and I make something that, you know, that's grand enough. People will take to it, you know, they'll gravitate towards it, go in their pocket, and pay for it. And I mean, so far, what I've seen with the song, I've personally taken about at least 15 donations of $1,000 a piece, just personally. Then the song is doing so well. I mean, you've got people from Saturday Night Live, you know, retweeting the song and all of their mass followers. So, I mean, I think it's a good thing right now on the cleanup and on the Rebuild Houston thing.
Absolutely. And so what do you want people outside of Houston to know about the city and what's going on?
Well, what I want people to know about this city, and I mean, and I say this before I actually answer, in the past couple of years, I've been very vocal about our unity here in Houston as a negative. And I mean, I wasn't speaking on the city as a whole. I was speaking on, like, our musical scene, like how everybody is wanting to be the man by themselves and, you know, not willing to, you know, look down and help the next man that's under them up to their level. What I see right now and what I can tell you about Houston, I mean, it's basically the title of the song. I see Houston together. I see people, you know, even the gangs, I see Bloods and Crips come together and lay their flag down and pull somebody out of a house that's about to topple over because it's filled with water. You know, I see different, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I see a lot of police agencies, because there's a lot of police agencies out here that don't mess with one another as well. They come together and, you know, lay their badges down and they saving people's lives. I see, you know, it's something I've never seen before personally. Like, I'm not seeing any bickering from anybody here. All I'm seeing is, hey, if you can't help, I can't. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have food, have some of mine, like I said on the phone. You know?
Sister, don't give up. I know you about to lose your mind, bro. Y'all ain't got no food, but you're welcome to some of mine, though. Shout out to Sylvester.
You can't get in your house. You can spend the night in my living room. You know, he's going to blanket. He's going to pillow. He's going to something to eat. And what I see is a camaraderie like I've never seen in Houston City before. And I didn't think it was going to be as heavy as it is. So, I mean, what I want to tell people on the outside of Houston, I'm proud of hell. I'm proud as hell of Houston City tonight. Ever since this thing started, I mean, people saving people they don't know. People putting their own life on the line to save lives that they're seeing dislocated in front of their face. Like, I'm proud of my city. Like, and I mean, like you said at the beginning of the conversation, you know, I hate for it to be bad circumstances like it is, but because of these circumstances, I'm seeing all my people come together, and I can't even take my hat off, stand up, and salute to my whole city, everybody, even the people who don't rock with me, per se. You know, they doing stuff. And I mean, I got to commend everybody. Like, I'm proud of Houston. And I mean, I guess I have to end my quote with that. I am Houston proud right now. And I'm going to be Houston proud for the rest of my life for what I've seen for these last couple of days from my city.
Thank you, Zero, so much. I really appreciate your time. And hopefully we can have you on sometime soon to talk about your vast musical output, of which, like I said, I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much for your time, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this special Houston episode of The Cypher. Trey's story about his boat rescues are particularly incredible, and we really think you ought to look up some of what he's done because it's truly worth knowing about. Also, don't miss his GoFundMe and, of course, his nonprofit, Angel by Nature. Same goes for Killa and what he's doing with Slim Thug and the Boss Life Foundation. Zero's single, Houston Together, is available everywhere and benefits the recovery. Check it out. I just want to point out how powerful it was for me to get firsthand stories of what was happening on the ground in the neighborhoods. I have family in Houston. My niece actually shot the photo on our website for this episode, and her parents, a police officer and a nurse, have been active in the rescue and recovery efforts. Every person I've heard from, whether it's them or the stars in this episode, seem to be saying the same things, and all the stories line up. Everyone is standing together united to get everyone through this. I also wanted to note that it was interesting that Killa made some comments about poor neighborhoods getting flooded out in deference to wealthier ones, and then completely unprompted, Zero backed him up, coming from the opposite perspective. Obviously, there's something to that theory. But in the end, even though not everyone in Houston sees eye to eye about everything, just like not every Houston rapper gets along, hell, not everyone on this episode always gets along, everyone is standing up to make sure that we do the right thing for the city at a time of momentous disaster. And as Zero pointed out, quote, "Even the people who don't rock with me per se, they doing stuff. I gotta commend everybody." Next week, September 11th, we'll return with a regular episode featuring none other than Trey the Truth. Make sure to tune in. The Cypher is created and written by Sean Sotero.
Lake Alligator.
The show is produced and engineered by Josh Cross.
I'm not going to lie, I feel record.
Audio assistance by Rob Van Vranken.
I don't want to sound, you know, bougie or anything.
Additional audio consulting by Florence Barrow Adams.
And the president said he's going to give us $1 million.
Our intern is Natalie Marr.
You can't even handle your business in your own bathroom because that's like a jungle.
Of course, extra thanks to Michelle McDevitt at Audible Treats, without whom this episode couldn't have happened.
That shit is crazy.
And to Dreek for our special Chopped and Screwed style theme song. You can find him at thedreek.com and on Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud at thedreek.
I mean, you know, it's 99 cents or 129, something like that.
Oh, and also to Don Will of Tanya Morgan for giving it his all.
And I mean, I gotta commend everybody.
And all our love goes out to the city of Houston. If you want to get involved in Harvey relief, there are plenty of links to more information in the show notes for this episode at thecyphershow.com. We'll see you next time around on The Cypher.